The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Weekend Kicker Show, bringing you community sport highlights and great 80s, 90s bangers 8 to 9 on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Wow, it's DJ Phil back for 2026 on the Weekend Kicker Show right here at Radio Southland frequency 96.4 FM. It's awesome and wonderful to be back in the studio bringing you the Weekend Kicker Show. Yes, it's going to carry on for 2026. Nice. Yeah, really looking forward to bringing you community events, announcements, and some DJ Phil bangers throughout the rest of the summer and into autumn and into winter. Yes, more about what's going to happen in winter later on. Yes, there was an iconic Kiwi rock star coming to town on a Thirsty Thursday night to play at the Musos. But first, yes, what did you guys do over the festive season holidays? Where did you ever get up to? I hope it was all good and safe and everyone had a grand mint as fantastic time. Myself, yeah, well, just worked through Christmas, New Year's in the supermarket aisles from a daytime employer there at George Weston Foods. And people say, who are George Weston Foods? And I say, well, did you pick up a loaf of super soft toast? Yes, well, there you go. That's manufactured by George Weston Foods. So a bit of a shout out there for my daytime employer. They are cool. And yeah, went worked through basically until last Friday. Took Saturday off, threw the camping gear in the van, and drove up to Wanaka on Friday night. Yeah, was all go. It wasn't too bad. It was pretty easy as road trip, to be really truthful. Well, yeah, there was no drama on the roads in our lane. There was plenty of traffic going south. Not too sure where they're all going, but anyway, everyone seemed well behaved on the roads for a change up, so that was good. And we stopped at the awesome Kingston Corner Cafe and grabbed some takeaways. Yeah, I had to pay the 15% surcharge, forgot about that, but anyway, the food was actually pretty good, so if you're heading through Kingston Ways and want some takeaway food on the go, give them a call on the phone. That's what we did the pre-order, picked it up. Yeah, and it was a very well-stocked shop there, so congratulations to those guys. And good, clean, convenience bathrooms as well. There you go. Shout out for Kingston Corner Cafe. We carried on up to Wanaka, got there around 7:30, put the tent up, and did some retail therapy. Next morning, retail shopping, yes, Mountain Warehouse brand clothing, another bomb, great pricing there in Wanaka out of three parks, and then also the Wanaka Warehouse, grabbed some new storage bins, smarten up the appearance of DJ Phil, yeah, so that was really good, and then just cruised through the day, oh, and also went to the Subway Caravan there at three parks. Yes, if you're in Wanaka, you can go to three parks, and by Subway at the Subway Caravan. How good. And that'd be one cool down here on Invercargill, parked in Clyde Street, wouldn't it? Yeah, a Subway Caravan. Yes, and then we went to just chilled out for the rest of the afternoon pretty much, and then went out and caught the JLB band gig at the awesome Lugget Hotel Tavern with the new owners, Russell and Jeanette. They really got the place humming. Yeah, so could be doing some business with that cool couple later, maybe, with the DJ Phil Dancehall Hits Mix at their venue. Yeah, that'll be so good. And yeah, so then we settled in for a good night, and the Outlet band from Wanaka come on stage. Yeah, some guys and girls, one girl actually, and the rest of the guys. Yeah, consisting of, I'd say, of around 25 through to maybe 45 age group, and they rocked the house. Great warm-up for Jordan Luck Band. Yes, that's why we're there, for the Jordan Luck Band, the JLB Band. Yes, so, and the Outlet banged out all the great sing-along pub classics, everything from Long Train Running to Sixes on Fire. And then Jordan himself come on stage. This guy's been doing it for 40 years. And he was originally the Dance Exponents when I was growing up, become the Exponents and brought out bangers such as What Does Love Do? That's his singer track. But also brought out this one. Yes, it's time for now some music. Kick off your weekend in style for the edition of the 10th of January already. Yeah, the second weekend in January is upon us, people. So enjoy the weekend, whatever you're getting up to. There's my summer story. And yeah, there'll be plenty more throughout the show this morning, along with some great bangers and some community sports, pretty much still on summer holidays. So, yeah, why not? Let's kick off those bangers. It is now Who Loves Who the Most? This one was a rockin' at the JLB band, Jordan Luck, at the Luggett Tavern last Saturday night.
It's been bugging me. I vaguely seem to recognize your face. It's been haunting me. I can't quite recollect the time or place. I wonder on a lonely night like this, who loves you the most? Who loves you the most? Who loves you the most? It's just cutting me. Was it you told me that you loved me a week ago?
Yes, who loves who the most? Yes, who loves who the most? Your old Jordan still got the vocal ability to pull off that track and a host of others. and he borrowed a few songs as well, but he didn't borrow this one. On the Night, he didn't borrow this one. It was Dave Dobbin. Now, I love you like I should. Yeah, let's continue the love theme. And I can tell you that it's not advertised yet, but DJ Phil is booked in for a traffic light party on Valentine's Day at Level 1 Bar. Yes, and we'll be pulling out all those Jordan Luck songs as well that night, and a host of others. So, yeah, put that one in your diary. Yeah, very good. And also put in your diary when it's announced. It won't be too far away. The band, Jordan's band, did confirm with me last Saturday night that Invercargill is on the winter tour list. It's back. How good's that? They're coming to Invercargill. Cool. On a Thursday night, out at that awesome Southern Mezzos venue there in Preston Street. So look out for the date for that one. Follow Jordan Luck for a great time. It was mint as and Luggett. Really enjoyed myself. Yeah, it was a good wee quick breakaway. And we had a nice family catch up with my wife's family on Sunday, yeah, out there at Cornwall. Yeah, no, it was really good. And stayed at Hampshire Parks downtown in Wanaka. Good camping ground, actually. Very secure. Felt safe there. It was good. Yeah, well organised. Friendly staff. So there you go. There's a shout out for Hampshire Parks in Wanaka. Yeah, it was buzzing up there. Everyone was super friendly. It was really good. Really enjoyed my time there. And look out. You will go there, of course, with the Three Parks concert with Greenstone Entertainment at the end of the month when Joan Jett comes to town. Cool. Myself not heading up to that one. Booked out the rest of the January with the DJ Phil Dancehall Hits Mix at three different functions. Wow. Yeah, including last night, her 50th birthday, out at a rural farm out at Minnehow. Where's Minnehow? It's in out the back of Wyndham Ways. It was a great night. Yeah, in the shed, story at a farming shed for 4 hours. Yeah, 4 and a bit hours. Yeah. Always hire DJ Phil, and he'll always give you a great value for money, including a wee encore at the end of the night, pretty much. So let's back to the music. As I said, it's Dave Dobbin now. Love you like a shot on your Saturday morning. Let's kick off your weekend in style right here with the Weekend Kicker Show on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
This is how you should live, and all the while lying.
That's an iconic Kiwi banger. Yes, we're going to fill your ears this morning with Kiwi rock and pop. How good? Yeah, that's what Radio Southland specialises in, really. Kiwi and Southland music as well. So, yeah, stay tuned for more. Yeah, trying to get some hands on some local bands as well throughout the year, if they've got a CD out there. Yes, I use CDs up here at Radio Southland. Yeah, there's a Twin Jaw Cytonic CD player built for DJing, so how good. Yeah, keeping it old school always here with DJ Phil on your Saturday morning at Radio Southland. Yeah, let's carry on the love theme. This one is from Jordan Squell. Yes, the JLB band. This is his singer track. Everyone knows this one. And it was awesome to see some under 25s at the concert as well. And they were jumping. And they said, Phil, can we have a photo with Jordan? Can you take a photo with Jordan? Cool. Yes. And also, down here in the local entertainment scene, I tell you, if I'm out at Waxies or around town after doing a gig, jeez, I don't know these young people. They say, DJ Phil, can we have a photo with you, DJ Phil? You're famous, DJ Phil. Oh, yeah, no worries at all. Yeah, and at the gigs, they got their phones out, Snapchat and everything, so it's always fun. All right, yeah, why does love do this to me with Jordan Luck? Yeah, let's do that one. And also, yeah, cool, on Saturday night at the concert, the band got up, this young fella from up Cornwall Ways, and he's a Down syndrome guy. And they gave him the lead guitar, Joe Welsh. It was so cool. And this guy had made a poster and everything for the band. And they got this young fellow up on the stage. And he actually played the guitar and sung along with the band for a wee bit of the Why Does Love Do This. So that was so cool. They are such a caring guys. And they're really, really approachable. And Joe Welsh, you're a star. Out there collecting the tickets, selling the tickets, and then rocking the stage. Wow. How good. Good on yous. Let's do that, Jordan Long. You can sing along at home. To Why Does Love Do This?
I walked out, you left me. You know I'm hurting for you. It seems now that it's over, but there is nothing I can do. That day, but it seems I'm thinking of you, but I'm still thinking about myself. I don't know what is love to this to me. I don't know what is love to this to me. I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I'm cut off.
Yes. Jordan's signature one, that one, of course, is Why Does Love Do This To Me, from the best of double CD, actually, Sex, Agriculture, and the Very Best of the Exponents. Cole, and we witnessed the very best of the Jordan Luck Band on Saturday night last weekend. It was so good, so much fun. And Jordan went off the stage, of course, and he came back and blasted that one out. They did the encore thing. Of course, he was always coming back for that one. And yeah, it was a really well-behaved crowd there as well. And could see him just off the side of the stage, went and had a photo with him as well. And he took home the DJ Phil business card as well. So how good was that? Pretty cool. All right, we're going to carry on the love theme, L-O-V-E word, songs, just for one more. This is Sweet Lovers, and the song is called Sweet Lovers. It's by the Holidaymakers. It's a one-hit Kiwi wonder, right here with DJ Phil, Saturday morning on the Weekend Kicker Show.
Weekend Kicker Show, bringing you community sport highlights and great 80s, 90s bangers 8 to 9 on Radio South and 96.4 FM.
Good old Abel Sun and Jordan and his band said, when just before they played that one, we borrowed this song from a young band at Tamaramuri. Yes, that's where the Dragon Boys grew up, and they made a lot of money out of it, but we borrowed it and they ripped that one up. Man, they did a cool version. Yeah, it was really, really cool. Great night out. Yes, got me enthused for 2026. Quick wee breakaway. Yeah, next time on heading up. Off out of Invers, it'll be the 7th of February up to the New Zealand Masters and refereeing the football at the Masters tournament up there in Dunedin. Yeah, looking forward to that. Catching up with some old soccer football mates. Yeah, it'll be a really good night. Really good weekend. Yeah, it'll be pumping. But, yep, so yeah, if you're heading up for any of the sport at the Masters, I hope it goes well for you and you've got some preparation happening. Yeah, pay to do a wee bit of fitness, wouldn't it? You don't want to end up there with a blown Achilles or some other injury, whatever sport you're competing in, it'll be really good. Right, what have we got now? We got another Exponents track, right, with DJ Phil here at Radio Southland Saturday morning. Yeah, let's do that Victoria one. That's what we're doing. Yeah, keeping it Kiwi, of course, throughout the show this morning. And also, there's some awesome Kiwi talent coming around throughout for a couple of local boys, aren't they? Lockie Hayes and Sam Cullen. Yes, Sam's up in Auckland with his band and he's doing gigs all over the countryside. So well done. And follow him on Facebook. He's done a song called The Club Rooms. It's all about him growing up down at Blues Rugby Club. And a bit of a sad time for the Blues Rugby Club losing one of their founder members. Well, one of the guys that was there in the 80s, and also he played for the original Southland team, Phil Johnson. Yes, so you just never know when life's going to end, do you? So live life large and live every day for that day, won't you? Yeah. My condolences to the Johnson family. Yeah, didn't really know personally Phil, but he was really well known and did a stored tremendous amount of work later on in his rugby career with the Southland Rugby Referees. And did a massive amount for the rugby referees as well. So he'll be sorely missed at Southland Rugby Referees. But there's a message if you're young and enthusiastic and want to be part of refereeing at Rugby Southland, contact them. And I'm sure you'll be made most welcome. And also up at the soccer football, at Southland Football, yeah, you could be one of the first lucky ones to run on the new turf. Yes, it's all in progress up at Southland Football. It's been an exciting year around the sport, and also the Southland Stags have made some key signings for the 2026 season. And I reckon they've got the right coach, Scott Ead. He's full of enthusiasm. He's been there, done it, with the Highlanders under-20s and the Southland Touch and all the other teams he's coached. So look out, those boys will be fired up this year. Yep, full of young, exciting talent. And with a few, couple of veterans in there as well. So, good stuff. It'll be exciting. Yeah, no doubt those boys will already be pre-season training and doing fitness training and drills. So, good on them. Let's do that Victoria song. And Southland cricket games also on summer holiday. Southland senior cricket anyway, until the 24th of January. So, those boys are having a few weekends off. Good on them. But no doubt the Hawke Cup boys will be training. They'll be training hard, keeping their fitness up. Let's do that Victoria, here it is. Hope you're enjoying the music mix with the Kiwi Sounds this morning right here at Radio Southland.
constitution prepares a prey like an execution. Victoria, what do you want from me? Opera with Cosmopolitan and Alvin Toffler, meeting in the places that she's never been to. She's got a mind, but it's the clothes they see through. Victoria, what do you want from him? Want from him? Victoria, what do you see in him? Who sees her as money, laughs at his lines that aren't even funny. She's in bed but she's not sleeping. Is he a customer that's really worth keeping? Victoria, what do you? Sundays off for washing and doing the hoovering, talking to her friends on the telephone. Another chef rings up who won't hear a word. Victoria, what do you want from here?
Yes, Victoria. It's always a good sing-along classic. Let's keep those classics going on. There's another band that's been touring up and down the countryside as well, and the dudes without Dave Dobbin, though. So, yes, I guess Dave's just doing his own thing, and also the great legend Sir Dave Dobbin suffers from that terrible disease, Parkinson's. So, yeah, he's like, well, he's just taking his time and doing a few gigs now and then. But apparently you wouldn't know that he's got that Parkinson's thing. Yeah, it's yeah, but anyway, it's good to see that he's still standing upright and still touring. Yeah, so Peter Ulich and the rest of the guys are out doing the dudes, and they were up in Arrowtown the same time as Jordan Luck Band. Yeah, they were in Arrowtown, and Jordan, of course, was over at Luggard, and I read a comment from person that sort of know that she, her and a group, they went to the Urban concert with the dudes, the Mockers, and Stella, and then they headed straight over to Luggett. So a full day of Kiwi bangers. How good was that? Good on them. So let's do now the dudes, and this one is, of course, Be Mine Tonight, those Asian cigarettes.
Long talk, a few cans, and
Always a great track, that one on your Saturday morning, isn't it? Be Mine Tonight. Yeah, if you've got time to spend with your partner today, hope it's a goodie. If you're working through, you've been working through the summer, through the festive season, a bit like myself, yeah, well, enjoy your holidays when you get them, eh? Yeah, that'll be the go. Let's keep the great tracks going on your Saturday. This one is, what do we got lined up with the DJ Phil mix? Yeah, Forever Tuesday Morning. Yeah, this one was also covered by Jordan. And also the Mockers were over the hill in Arrowtown with the Dudes and Stella. Andrew Fagan, you're a star. It's good to see you regularly touring again, mate. You're very good at what you do. Him and his band, this is their signature one, a really well-known song. If you follow Kiwi pop and rock, Forever Tuesday Morning now. Good old Mockers and Forever Tuesday Morning. Yes, with the Kiwi mix this morning on the Weekend Kicker Show. It's been good fun bringing it to you. And we've got about three or four more songs. And also, now I mentioned about the Surf to City coming up there in March. Yeah, always a good fun event to enter. And there's several different categories, I guess, you can enter. You can do the big run from the beach to Queen's Park. Or you can do the walk, I guess. You could do the bike with the kids, or you could bike. You could also do the 6K and the 12K. Yeah, how good. Yeah, it's all go on the Facebook page. Yeah, Active South, and head along there. All the details are there, how you can jump in and register nice and early. So they go, yeah, cool, we're getting a big crowd rocking up. So they can put it all together and make it nice and safe for you guys and girls out there and families to enter the Surf to City. Always a good thing to do on a Sunday. Yeah, it's coming up there in March. Also in February, on a Tuesday, I wish it was a weekend game. Sunday would have been better, but hey, the Vaults, the Otago Vaults, because they go into Otago for the Ford Trophy competition. Yes, they're coming down to Queen's Park 10th of February, which is a Tuesday, my calendar tells me. So there you go, if you're perhaps a cricket fan and can go along and support them. Oh, and team go along, perhaps catching a wee bit of it, maybe the end of the game. Yeah, so there'll be some sixes and fours on their small boundaries there at Queen's Park. And also, out of the great news coming out of Southland Cricket and Southland Hockey, they've appointed a local to be their new manager of those two codes. Yes, young Sam, congratulations on your appointment, mate. You will do a sterling job. You're already, you know, volunteering and helping run cricket here in Southland and playing the game as well. So Southland Cricket and Southland Hockey have teamed up to put a manager in for both codes based at Queen's Park. How good is that? That's fabulous news. So good on them. Yeah, I'm sure young Sam will do a job. The under-30s around this province are the future, and of course everywhere the under-30s are the future of sport. So good stuff. That's really good news coming out of Southland Cricket, Southland Hockey during the week on the Facebook there. Right, let's get back to some great tracks. What have we got now? We're going to do a bit of the Exponents again. Yeah, filling up the show this morning with my great, fantastic night out at the Luggett Pub here at Wanaka with Russell and Jeanette. If you're heading that way, stop in. They offer awesome hospitality. Yep. And there's some exciting developments happening at that tavern as well. And perhaps DJ Phil in the future doing a gig there. That'd be really cool. Let's do this one. It's Whatever Happened to Tracy Now?
Tell me what.
Yeah.
Well, whatever happened to Tracy? I really hope you enjoyed hearing what I got up to at the Jordan Luck concert at Luggett. It was a fantastic night out. Way awesome. Yeah, a rare Saturday night off for DJ Phil. Yes, of course, coming up on TV is a rugby cricket match, just next weekend, so that'll be really cool to watch. Yeah, it'll be pretty funny. Yeah, it'll be awesome to see the stars of yesterday coming out and swinging their bats again and bowling in. Right, we've got a real fun one now from 1982. Yeah, the good old Poe song, yeah, Tower Maori Club, you know, the one. Yeah, you can have a family dance to this one on a Saturday morning at home. Yes, boy, hey, that's the last track of the Weekend Kicker show this morning. Whatever you get up to over the weekend, I hope it's a safe one for you guys and girls out there. Be kind to each other and tune into the Weekend Kicker show via the podcast on Apple Podcasts or ask your Alexa to play the latest episode. Or you can tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 9, replay show, 2 to 3 Monday afternoons. Until next Saturday, I'll talk to you then. Yes, the Weekend Kicker show. We'll be back next Saturday, 8 to 9, right here at Radio South and 96.4 FM. And also check out the local parks and the runs around. Get fit. Summer's here, people.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.